Now,
the rest of the story. There are some pretty big, pretty fast private yachts parked in New York docks these days. Some of them are staffed like hotels, large as houses. Some will do 60 miles an hour without breathing hard. George Harbaugh and Frank Samuelson had plenty of confidence in their privately owned pleasure vessel, so they decided to take her, boat had been christened the Fox, to take her from her slip at the New York Battery across the Atlantic Ocean to Port Le Havre, France. A transatlantic cruise in a pleasure craft. Well, they left the Battery on June 6th, stocked with enough food to feed hundreds. The skies were fair, the seas were calm. Thus began the vacation of a lifetime. But the fourth night out, George was awakened by a thump so powerful it shook the boat. He got up and peered over the starboard side and beheld the most monstrous shark he had ever seen. Now, we're talking jaws, really big. And he was ramming the vessel. George threw a wooden plank at the creature, hoping to frighten it. The shark ate it. In fact, that same monster trailed the Fox for a day and a half before deciding there was nothing better to eat on board than board. More days passed. The fair weather turned foul, the wind first, the howling, merciless wind, and then the seas rolled and rose until the waves were Matterhorn high, the sort of water that mocks the stabilizers on the big ocean liners. And there were George and Frank on a jaunt to Le Havre, and suddenly the path before them was straight up and down. At first, they struggled against the storm, trying to hold their course. After a few hours, they just gave up and decided to ride it out. One mammoth wave actually washed some things overboard. It would take 2 days for the wind and the sea to subside. And after they did, the Fox continued her voyage. And she arrived at Le Havre on August 7, was greeted by thousands. For you see, never before, and I mean not once in all history, had anybody done what George Harbaugh and Frank Samuelson had done. Purposely, I neglected to mention that in the midst of that ferocious Atlantic storm, when the huge wave washed some supplies over the side, both George and Frank went over the side with them. And they saved themselves only because they had tied ropes to their waists, with the other ends of those ropes tethered to the vessel itself, thus to pull themselves back to the relative safety of their craft, even though she, the intrepid Fox, could hardly have been considered safe under the circumstances or for her owner's intentions. You see, the Fox was a pleasure boat. The Fox was not even a yacht. For George and Frank, these two hardy Norwegian seamen, in that summer of 1896, succeeded in doing what not even their fiercest Viking ancestors would have attempted. They took a vessel without engine or sail. They took a craft only 18 feet long and 5 feet wide, and they traversed the great watery divide without seeing Valhalla first. They crossed the Atlantic. They crossed the Atlantic Ocean in a rowboat. And now you know the rest of the story.